Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 3, we were talking about seeking things that are above and not looking at our worldly accomplishments. Let's continue with that thought today.
Unfortunately, today, people look for a flare instead of the straightforward preaching of God's holy word. Now, the things above deal with what? Well, they deal with rewards. Let me take you on a quick scriptural trip. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, we find that as Christians, when we're already up there around His throne, we've been at the judgment seat of Christ, we then cast our crowns before Him that sits on the throne. And Jesus tells us in the book of John that all judgment is committed to the Son. And that being the case, who is on the throne? Well, of course, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, we read this. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, isn't that telling us to work for reward that is eternal? Eternal reward. And we do that in this life. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, it says, Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, these verses are an example of Matthew 6, 19 and 20, where he says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, okay, but lay up treasures in heaven. And these treasures that are on earth is where rust and moth doth corrupt. But you lay up those heavenly rewards, there's great reward for that. So you set your affection on things above, those things that Christ will reward. You see, the Bible speaks of crowns that a Christian will have, and the things that the Christian can lay at the Lord's feet. As a matter of fact, it speaks of at least five crowns, or maybe many more. But there are at least five crowns the Bible speaks concerning that Christians can have. And if we do those things that it brings those crowns, then we'll have those crowns. That's the assurance of the Word of God. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receiveth a prize, so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Oh, the incorruptible crown, that crown that is brought about through purity and righteousness, where we're out to serve the Lord, we're a witness, and we're a testimony, but we're not trying to use the flesh in order to accomplish good. We're not trying to turn to the way of the world to accomplish good. We're trying to do it with the incorruptible means. And we keep ourselves in subjection so that after we have done all, we're not castaways. And my friend, that means that we lose the race, saved but so as by fire. And so, run to obtain. Run for the goal. In 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 15, we read an interesting verse there. He says, Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now notice there, he said in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 3, for the day shall declare it. What day is that? Well, it's the day at the judgment seat of Christ. And what a shame we see in verse 15 of that section. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In 1 John 2:28, we're told to live in such a way that we can have confidence at his appearing and not to be ashamed. Again, set your affection on things above. Live life now and do those things that lay up rewards for eternity according to the Word of God. As Matthew 6:33 says it from the lips of Jesus himself, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What a precious promise. We need to read, study, and discover more about heaven, and allow that knowledge to fit us now to live our present life in such a way that we lay up for the heavenly life. That means that we'll witness, we'll endure trials and afflictions, we'll be faithful, we won't quit, because you love God and you're laying up reward. Perhaps you've heard, as I have, somebody saying, don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Now, that sounds like an interesting comment. Trouble is, that's really not true. The Lord told us to set our affection on things above. So you can't be too heavenly-minded that you're no earthly good. The truth of the matter is, the devil got a hold of that phrase and made it popular among Christians. Because the opposite of that phrase is true. The opposite is, don't be so earthly-minded that you're no heavenly good. Now, people are to have their hearts set on things above. And too often, it's set on things of this earth. There are people that have set their heart to be millionaires, and they made it, but they left it behind. How much did Paul Getty leave behind? There are those that set their hearts to be professional sports players, and they made it, but they left those heroics behind. Oh, they might be like a Mickey Mantle whose bust sets in a Hall of Fame, but that will pass away with this earth. There are people that have set their heart to have power and to rule. And just like Adolf Hitler, just like Joseph Stalin, and like so many others that will follow, they'll leave it behind. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 29 and 30, we read this, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now, do you believe that passage of Scripture, those words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 19:29 and 30? Do you really believe it? Belief isn't just a mental assent. A true belief is translated into how we live our life. Are we living our lives that we really believe that forsaking all others and giving ourselves totally to Christ, that is the best thing that we can do? Ask yourself these questions. What have I laid up in heaven so far this year, in the last 12 months, that has eternal value? Can you say that you are dedicated to God based on that answer? There's no steady devotions. There's no Sunday night or Wednesday night church services. You don't really put yourself out for Christ. Well, my friend, do not expect reward. Instead, expect to be ashamed in front of all heaven at his appearing. Get your mind on things above. What are the plans that you have that have eternal value? What plans have you made that will affect eternity? Have you had devotions each day in just the past month? My friend, are you setting your affections on things above? You see, if the truth were known, most Christians are living for this life only, or they're laying up for this life. More Christians have taken care to lay up for the retirement years of this life than they have to lay up for eternal life. And how foolish that's going to seem. We laid up for the sickly years a little bit of money, and we gave all of our effort to take from Christ and did not lay up eternal reward. Oh, don't be so foolish, my friend. So often we're seeking wealth, we're seeking fame. Do you believe that we're living in the last days? You know, it's interesting to me. If the weatherman comes on and he says, a hurricane is coming to our city, and in Florida, we get those, don't we? If you're from the state of Florida, and if you're living in Florida as you listen to this, and if he says a hurricane is coming, and it's going to hit our city directly, and you're going to be without power, you may be without water, do you board up your windows? Do you tie things down? Do you store up water and food and candles and gasoline and other provisions? Well, of course you do. Why? Because you believe the report. And yet, isn't it interesting that hurricanes can go off course and turn suddenly, and none of those things will happen? And yet, you prepare anyway. You don't say when the weatherman says, tomorrow morning we should have a hurricane hitting, you'll be without power, you'll be without water, and you better board up your windows, you better tie things down, and there'll be 125 mile an hour winds. You don't say, well, look, I can't do that. I need to spend time with my family. I need some good old family time. Well, it's our family day, and you know, we just don't do things like that on family day. It's the only day we have to sleep in, and I can't do that. No, for some reason or another, the stupid excuses you want God to accept for not going to his house, we feel like that they are very stupid when they come to things as hurricanes, which may not happen as predicted. And my friend, you know, you say, well, is that kind of dumb? No, I mean, just think of the arguments. People say, well, look, God ordained the family before he ordained the church. That's true. God ordained the family before he ordained hurricanes, too. So don't try to justify disobedience and rebellion with what you think is a spiritual-sounding argument. We have a Christian ministry. We have a Christian school. And we require that all of our employees fill out a church attendance report. They have to be faithful to God's house. And they have to fill out those church attendance reports. We one time had a person says, look, I'm not filling those out. That's between me and the Lord. Now, for some reason or another, those people wanted us to sign their checks instead of letting the Lord sign their check. And at the end of a week, they wanted a paycheck from us instead of the Lord. Now, doesn't it seem interesting and right that, that's between them and the Lord, and the Lord would pay them a check? You see, people try to make things sound spiritual, so when you carry it out spiritually the way they've started it out, it becomes very stupid. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible. yourself.